Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. You know, I wish the pilgrims had run into a 1,200-pound Angus steer instead of a flock of dang turkeys.
Instead of the
stupid dang yard birds. Don't you think?
You know, why not?
Yeah, exactly. It would have been a lot better Thanksgiving tradition.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. Clear Out West Radio Show, Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Welcome to our outfit.
All right, are you ready for more dad jokes?
Let me have it.
All right.
Let me have it.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, I say as I leave work at 9 a.m.
I'm going to use that one.
Yeah. Why did the tech company hire a frog?
I don't know.
He was an excellent debugger.
Okay.
I could
see that working.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Life insurance agent to a would-be client.
Yes.
Don't let me frighten you into a hasty decision.
Right.
Sleep on it tonight.
Yeah.
And if you wake up in the morning, give me a call and let me know.
I'm not pushing you.
Right.
No push.
Yeah. No
pressure.
No pressure here.
Yeah. If you wake up.
The pressure is all mine.
Yes.
Patient, I think I'm a moth.
A moth. Okay.
Dentist, you should see a psychiatrist, not a dentist.
Yes.
I'm already seeing a psychiatrist. Then why are you here? Well, your light was on. I like that one.
That one kind of tickled me, too.
I like that one. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. What candy do happy cowboys eat?
Happy cowboys.
You know this
Jolly
one.
Ranchers.
Jolly Ranchers. Of course. Ba-dum-bump. Yeah. A horse walks into a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yells the bartender. Yes, please, says the horse.
Sign me up.
Yep. You know why
Get
I'm here.
Get her coming, yeah.
That's right. A sandwich walks into a bar. Sorry, the bartender says. We don't serve food here.
Oh, crap.
No. All right. Let's see. I convinced my whole department to wear sleeveless jackets today.
Sleeveless.
Yeah, it was the best day ever.
I was going to say it's called the best day.
Yeah, the best day ever.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. But then I took mine off. I guess I wasn't invested at all.
You were not invested.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man.
You're my very best friend. Yeah. That's the best joke I've ever heard. Yeah.
Man,
okay,
no.
Quit it. Stop.
It's
all right.
Stop.
No more. All right. What do you get if you rearrange the letters in Postman?
I don't know.
A really ticked off Postman.
Yeah, you better believe it.
Yeah. It really mad.
Do not mess with the letters.
Right, yeah. The best part about conference calls is that you can multitask them.
Yes.
As long as you remember to mute the phone just before you flush.
Oh, yeah. Been there.
Where are you?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
A man heard about the discovery of gold in California. He immediately packed up his possessions and moved out west. Uh-huh. 6 months later, he gave up and returned home.
Yeah.
Why? It didn't pan out.
It did not pan out. Of course it didn't.
These aren't getting any better.
Man.
All right.
Are you kidding me?
A three-legged dog walks into a saloon in the old west.
Uh-huh.
He slides up to the bar and announces, "I'm looking for the man who shot my paw."
His name was Tripod.
Tripod.
Yes.
You know,
or Lucky.
I I played rugby against a team that had a team mascot that had a three-legged dog.
Is that right?
And that was his name.
Tripod.
Tripod, yep.
Absolutely.
Hey, we got a great show coming at us this week.
So.
Yep, Stephanie Davis is riding along with us. Waddy Mitchell has some poetry. Many strings. Don Edward Wiley. But let's start with Murph, shall we?
Why not?
Yeah, Cowboy Christmas Ball.
Texas, where the Clear Fork waters flow, where the cattle are a-browsing and the Spanish ponies go, the northers come a-whistling, the old dust devils roll, the prairie dogs are sneezing and freezing from the cold, the lonesome tawny prairies melt into the airy streams, the devil mountains slumber in heavenly kind of dreams, the antelope are grazing and the lonesome plovers call, it was there that I attended the Cowboys' Christmas. Music was a fiddle and a lively tambourine, a big bass viol imported by stage from Abilene. The room was togged out gorgeous with mistletoe and shawls. The candles flickered frescoes all around the airy walls. The women folk looked lonesome and the boys looked kind of treed, till the leader commenced to yelling, "Hey boys, let's all stampede!" Music started sighing and wailing through the hall as a kind of introduction to the Cowboys' Christmas Ball. Where the leader was a fella had come from Swenson's Ranch. They called him Windy Bill from Little Dead Man's Branch. When he commenced to holler, "Fella, stake your pen, lock horns with all them heifers and rustle them just like men. Salute them lovely critters, now swing them and let them go. Climb the grapevine round and round, boys all do-si-do. You mavericks join the roundup, skip the waterfall." It was getting a happy at the Cowboys' Christmas Ball. The boys was a little bit skittish, but the ladies was powerful neat. That big bass violin music made us jump in with both feet. That wailing frisky fiddle I never will forget. Windy Bill kept singing, and I believe I hears him yet. Oh yes, boys, chase them squirrels and cut them to the side. Doc Hollis to the center, Cross P. Charlie's back. Turn around them gentle kittens, now rope and balance all. It was getting a happy at the Cowboys' Christmas Ball. Where the dust rose fast and furious, we all just galloped round, till the scenery got so giddy, Z-Bar Dick fell down. We buckled to our partners, told them to hold on, shook our hooves like lightning until the early dawn. Don't tell me about cotillions, line dancing, no siree. That dance in Anson City still takes the cake from me. Boys, I won't forget it, I often will recall that lively gated soiree called the Cowboys' Christmas Ball. Oh no, I won't forget it, the Cowboys' Christmas Ball. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, that's Murph and the Cowboys Christmas Ball.
Christmas Ball. Way to go,
I want to go.
Yeah, well.
Sounds like fun to me.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Except for all the conversations around the dinner table. Anyway, we're going to talk about that later, right?
Exactly.
Right, okay.
Exactly.
Very good. Hey, welcome to Clear Out West Radio Show. Sure glad you're riding along with us this week. Yeah, Big Brother Jim said, hey, we need to get healthy.
Yeah, we did.
He said we need to get healthy and we need to start doing some cowboy yoga.
Well, and if you are saying cowboys don't do yoga, at the end of this show, you're going to say cowboys do yoga.
We're going to give you a whole bunch of good examples.
That's a fact.
Of cowboy yoga. It may not be called that, but that's exactly what it is.
Exactly
what
yes.
we're doing.
Yes.
Now, did you ever stretch before you got underneath a horse?
No.
Neither did I. We were supposed to.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. You're supposed to do those back bends where you work the disc material forward before you're going to be bent over for a while, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
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 Well, and I always felt sorry for those flat-bellied farriers.
Oh, man, me too. They had nothing to rest
nothing
on.
Nothing to lean on.
And you could always tell the old flat bellies, too, because they had the belt buckles the size of a hubcap.
Exactly.
And they would bend over and they would start shoeing with their belt on.
With a belt? No.
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 That was the first.
No.
When we put our apron on, the first thing that come off was the belt.
The belt.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And therefore, Harvey's Moon.
And there's
showed
where
Harvey's
Moon
every time. Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. Yes.
Well, we're going to ditch out to a cowmercial right now, but when we come back, Wiley is going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.